for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango.
Tonight on the show, we want to strike while the curling iron is hot. That will do. It's 1983's Sleepaway Camp. And, you know, for Hillary's auspicious return, I actually wore a dress and washed my hair.
Aww.
That is a thing that I did. Yeah, I've heard many rumors. You were in Iceland. You were at summer camp. That's another rumor I heard. But the floor is now yours, my dear.
So thank you to Aaron for, you know, covering for me, saying I was in Iceland, which I have been to Iceland. I got engaged in Iceland. So if you have Iceland questions, you can still at me and I will have answers for you. However, I've only ever been able to be myself and keep it 100. And I had to go to detox and detox myself from taking kratom.
Yes.
And yeah. So I, as you know, people on the podcast know, I got clean back in 2015 and joined a 12-step fellowship and did all of the things. And then I moved 14 hours away and decided I was like, good. And apparently, which I have now done some research on, in the perimenopause to menopause stage, you fuck up your left shoulder.
Oh, well,
yep.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I know between perimenopause and menopause, it's just a multitude of health problems,
yeah.
Myself included. So, yeah.
And frozen shoulder is just a huge one with,
wow,
like, really no explanation. So I went and I saw like one male doctor who just thought I was trying to get opiates. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, there's another doctor that was just like, here, we'll just like prescribe you opiates. And I was just like, oh, I can't take those. I'll be here tomorrow saying that like the dog ate the leg. That's not going to work. And yeah, so I decided to take a legal natural supplement so I could sleep and feel better. And somewhere in my brain, it just said, like, if it's legal, it's not going to hurt me. I'm a needle using drug addict.
Right.
Stop it. What am I going to get addicted to vitamins? Shut the fuck up. And 60 days in, I looked at my husband and said, I'm in trouble. I can't stop taking this stuff. And he said, okay, like, what do we need to do? And I said, I need to go to treatment. And he said, okay. So I made the call and was able to pay for treatment because I, you know, had 10 years clean and I have built an amazing life for myself. And so that's what I did. My husband took me to the airport and I got on a plane and I went to treatment and I changed my clean date. So my new clean date is August 4th, 2025, and that's okay.
Congratulations.
You know, like, yeah, I fell short on some ideals and, you know, it is humility. And this is just when my brain gets a hold of something that makes it feel good, I want to fuck it till the brakes come off. You know, that's just like, I don't want to have sex. Let's go to the orgy and hit me in the face with a brick. Like, that's that's just like who I am inside and just finding some acceptance with that. And, you know, I'm super grateful that my job was safe and the people that, you know, surrounded me at work who knew where I was, just like covered for me, tried to help. My husband's not mad. My kids like didn't lose out on anything. And my sister's not pissed at me. And I still have a whole lot of people in my corner. And the only thing that happened is like, I got some humility. You know, I lost a spiritual connection to like the universe. My brain is a little wonky. But like all of that stuff comes back. So that's where I was. And you know, meep. just a little work text for me.
I was going to say, I got the same work text.
Yeah. Get to work, Hillary. It's Saturday.
Damn it, Eddie.
Yeah. You were at summer camp for 2 weeks, because
Yeah.
that's where a whole lot of people think that I was at work.
Yeah, I love that. I love
But
that.
yeah, so
Well,
that's where I was. And no shame, no like real guilt about it. And for any like fans or anything that are like struggling, like it does get better. And you know, there's no shame in like the relapse or getting addicted to substance. Like the shame is in, and guilt is in like staying there, you know, and not reaching out for help.
Yeah. And it's important to point out that this can happen to any of us at any stage of our recovery, period. Okay. This was, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a, oh, I stopped doing this or I stopped doing that. It's just the right tap on the shoulder. And if we're open to it, we will do it. I mean, that's the thing. And like, these particular pills that Hillary is referring to have now been outlawed in the state of Florida, where I am, because they have had so many people hospitalized and so many people who had to go to treatment for that particular drug. So, yeah, man, I'm just glad to have you back, and
Happy to be here.
I love you, of
I love you too.
course. It's very great. Okay, so, yeah. We're here to talk about a horror film that divides a lot of horror fans.
And I don't understand that.
This is yeah, this it's depending on the camp that you oh, look what I did there. That you follow. this is either a problematic transphobic film or it's just a schlocky horror film that needs to be taken into by the age of it. Right, the time period in which it was made. So, before we launch into the plot point by point, what is your background with this? Is this a Super Silly Stone? You saw this when you were in college, one? Did you see this when you were younger? Like, what was your background with this?
I saw this before I was super silly stoned in college. I want to say 14, 15.
Okay.
And yeah, definitely no idea. Gay couple. Totally lost on that. You know, and then absolutely wanted to fist fight Judy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Judy bummed me out. I wanted to street fight Judy. And
Yep.
I was really, you know, again, I thought Paul was just the
Ach
cutest.
Aww.
Absolutely. But I was really, I wanted to fuck Kenny. That was like my guy.
Oh,
Yeah.
heavy metal parking lot, as I will be calling him in this episode.
Yeah. Kenny Blue Oyster Cult with, oh yeah, with that hair. Oh yeah, no. Oh fuck yeah. Oh yeah, no. Kenny and I we were serious. And I really loved Ricky.
Oh God, did I love Ricky?
Oh my God, he had so much like fire and spit and energy that like even watching it I knew he wasn't like the killer. I you know, like trying to figure it
Yeah.
out. It like who the killer was, and you know, they're definitely trying to like frame it into Ricky, and because he's so rageful. And I was just like, he's literally protecting people from terrorizing his like mute cousin.
Love it.
What, like, absolutely not. He's not the killer. Did not know who it was, but knew it wasn't Ricky. And then, yeah, I was too busy drooling over Kenny to, and then I was just like, and then, you know, this was probably my first introduction to like a shock twist ending kind that I
Yes.
really, really remember.
Absolutely.
And it floored me. I talked about this movie for a very long time and still like revisit it. You know, I'm not going to watch it with like my children, but yeah, nope. This is
Not
nope.
yet. Not yet.
Yeah, because
Not
what I
yet.
even said yesterday, I said, oh yeah, no, I gotta watch you know, a podcast movie, and you know, the 15-year-old daughter was just like, oh, you want me to watch it with you? And I was like, not this one.
No, not this
Not this one.
one.
This me Nope, we're not gonna do that together.
So.
Yeah, I've had enough conversations with 14-year-olds and watching porn on their laptop in English class.
Same deal. 13, 14 years old, rented it. Love the box cover art for this so
Yes.
much. Love the trailer for this so much, with the letter being written in cursive, which shout out to cursive, 'cause yeah,
Person.
right. That's not a thing anymore. But yeah, I watched it and I remember being utterly shocked by the ending. But not shocked by what you would think I was shocked by. And so we're gonna we're, we'll you know we'll revisit that at the end. But yeah, we once again Manic Movie Monday. We open on
Barbecue forks for all, everyone.
barbecue core. All right, with John and not John, are taking the kids sailing, and it's Peter and Angela. And I have to say, the accents in this movie are so amazing. I love them so much. Like, the 6-year-old girl talks like she's Teresa from fucking yeah. She's gonna flip a table, buddy. I love it so much. She's
Oh,
just
Teresa's like my spirit animal sometimes while I'm at work. I gotta keep it 100. I try to channel her
yeah.
and her level of rage.
I saw that you po like when we were in the chat, I saw that you posted the GIF, and I was like, oh my God, because it's so good. You can't,
Oh,
like,
good.
table flipping Real Housewives of Jersey. Love it. So anyway, there's a terrible boating accident that occurs. One of the children is killed, and
John.
John is killed. Okay. And now we flash forward 8 years later, and we
Second
meet.
reason I thought brothers was because then why didn't not John?
Oh, why did not John get custody?
Right.
Well, because probably because it was
Yep.
in the 70s, and that was not done.
Right. So then, we went to Aunt
Aunt
Martha,
Martha.
who has, the house and the kids already, whereas not John, the brother, was like single bachelor. With this is every time I watch this, I still think not John is the brother and
Interesting.
lives this like bachelor lifestyle, and that's why he does not raise Angela.
Interesting. I like that.
Yep.
Okay.
It's
All
it
right.
gets to me every time, and I just
That's
go, yeah, no, yeah, we would go to Dr. Aunt Martha.
Doctor, right. Doctor, which, hey, what? And okay. So let's talk about Aunt Martha for a second. Aunt Martha.
Let's.
Aunt Martha's she's sporting two berets. She has like a double beret situation going on.
It's too much for Prince.
Aunt
Like, if it's too much for Prince,
She is
you should
not
look at your
wearing,
accessories.
right, exactly. She did not find those at a secondhand store. Maybe a Talbots, I don't know. And Aunt
Yeah.
Martha talks like Cartman's mom in South Park, right? Like, you're like,
Yes.
you're not fat, you're big boned. Yeah, that whole, she has this very weird dramatic inflection
Inflection
of the way that
on
she
the weirdest words.
yeah.
It's not like the point of
No.
the sentence. No, that
No.
would never do.
Do that won't do at all. Yeah, very yes. In fact, so when I saw this movie when I was 13 or 14 years old, I swore up and down on a stack of Bibles that Aunt Martha was in fact similar to a John Waters character, and that that was indeed a man in drag.
Wow, you were so much more evolved than me.
That's what I thought. I was like,
Yeah.
oh, that looks, yeah, like I
I had
very
her as one
John
of the
Waters.
prospect killers because she was so
Oh,
like Looney
wow.
Tunes and she was introduced and then went away. So
Okay.
her like kind of like a Jason's mother,
Okay.
you
Oh,
know?
yes.
Yeah,
Very
like they're setting up my boy and they're
right.
being mean to my girl and I'm gonna wipe out every motherfucker in this camp because I'm Looney Tunes. She
Right.
made sense to me as the killer. Spoiler alert to anybody who hasn't seen this, it's not her.
It's definitely not her. She yeah. So we meet, we see there's two children there. There's Ricky, which is her
Ugh.
son.
Like he's like a little like Ralph Macchio.
He's really good at like I love Jonathan Tierston so much because I watched the
Oh, he's a real
45-minute
person? Okay.
behind the scenes yesterday. He is from Jersey,
Of course
BT
he is.
Dubs. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he had Jersey swag written all over him. That's why I adored him so much.
Okay, so quick Jersey story just for you because and of course their entire audience that's listening. We took Slink to his podiatrist recently and we met the doctor, and in the back of my mind I'm like, this guy's a dick. Like, this guy's such a dick. And then they start talking and he's like, oh, you're from Jersey. And he goes, yeah, me too. And all of a sudden I realize he's not a dick. He's just from Jersey. They're just the whole male Jersey thing. That's a whole other planet that they live on, and they interact in this very almost brash way, right?
Yes.
And I literally sat back and watched it because then, Slink's eyes lit up and they're back and forth, back and forth. And I'm like, okay, I guess he is a good doctor. Like, I don't, like,
Yeah.
I was just sitting here going, man, he's kind of harsh. But nope, turns out it was a thing. And yeah, so it turned
I
out
was
to
at a
be
meeting,
good visit.
like 2 nights ago. And, there's this whole like thing here of like the Greenville transplants and, we're raising mortgages and blah, 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 blah,
Oh yeah,
blah.
we totally suck. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like, yeah, we're like the transplants, like, sorry, your rent went up, but it was cheaper for us to come from Florida. We are saving so much money by living here.
And fuck you too.
Yeah. We're just like, so, love us, hate us, whatever. And one of the guys was just like, nah, man, like, that's cool. So long as you're just not from Jersey. Like, what is it with, like, these Jersey people that come here, man? Like, they're just like little fucking pit bulls, Like, just, they got this pit bull kind of energy. And I was like, you ever need a pit bull in your corner? Have you ever been in a situation where you
Right?
needed a pit bull in your corner? And my
Absolutely.
husband, like, puts his arm around me and, like, gives me a kiss on the head. And he was just like, she's a Jersey girl. She did come here from Florida, but she's a Jersey girl, and she is a little pit bull. You're right. And I was just like, but if you're broken down like on the side of the road, I'm one of the bitches that's gonna come help you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I can say is that when that douchebag podcaster went after me, Slink was Johnny on the spot with taking care of that shit. And I didn't
Yeah.
have to tell him or convince him or, like, oh, I feel so blah blah blah. No, he is Mr. Like, I'm taking care of this shit. And I love that. I find that very attractive about my boyfriend is his inherent Jerseyness is
Yeah.
what attracted me.
Yeah, I have said, oh, this is how I've decided to phrase it. I want a man that is peaceful, not harmless.
Yes. I love that. I
Yeah.
love that. Yes,
Yep.
absolutely.
Choose peace, but push comes to blood, you're fighting back to back with me. And like,
Fuck
we
yeah.
are getting fucking through some shit.
That's
You're
so
not
good.
cowering behind me, because
Nope.
I
I dated that guy. Yeah. I've dated that guy several times over, actually.
I don't think I've ever dated that guy.
Oh, I love that for you. I
Like the
do.
closest I had was like 2 years into recovery, the roofer who shall not be named. Nice guy. And
Yeah.
like that's why, like, I don't,
Right.
but he looked like he could fight, but absolutely. Anyway,
Yeah.
back to the show.
I hear you. Okay. So these two kids are going to camp. And before they go to camp, Aunt Martha's like, oh, I must have, I forgot. I got you medical slips. So your physicals have been done, which we thought, huh, that's interesting. But I come from a nurse mom and a doctor dad. So I was like, well, maybe that's a thing. I don't know.
Yeah, like I just was like, oh, I picked them up from your doctor. I clearly have
Right.
forgotten to mail them in. Here you go. Just bring them and turn them in. Like,
Right. And then she kind of goes, and don't tell them where you got them, which I thought was interesting because then Ricky's like, no, I'll never tell. And I was like, well, okay, all right. So we go to camp and we meet two of my favorite characters, like ever. Thighs, who looks like he is going
Ron.
to Gold's Gym, baby. Ronnie. Ronnie,
Ron
going to a Gold's Gym. And
wears the Richard Simmons shorts and has absolutely no front outline.
oh,
Because I went looking.
no, it's funny. There's times when you can kind of see a little bit of a head You know, like you can kind of see his religion in a lot of ways. But for the most part, he is wearing the most. There's a lot of dolphin shorts in this movie. Like, can we just
Yeah.
talk about that? There are a lot of dolphin shorts in this movie. And I talked to our PJ. Shout out to PJ, as per usual. And he said this film, not surprisingly, has a very big gay following. And there's
I
a
mean,
lot
yeah.
of, yeah, right? There's a lot. Interestingly enough, about this movie, though, the men in this film are much less clothed, if you will, than
Than the
any of
women.
the women.
Yeah.
So,
Like
yeah.
even the bathing suits on, like Judy and it, like I mean they are like, almost full one
Full
pieces.
one pieces. Yeah. Very,
For
I
the
mean, like,
most part, and
they're.
Judy's supposed to be like this well-endowed knockout and
Yet in her bikini, not so much. I was looking at her. I'm like, was she wearing a bandeau? Like she was
Yeah.
like her everything. It's very the women are very not sexualized, if you will.
Very much so,
Yeah.
except by the kitchen staff, which apparently I have blocked
Oh.
out of my brain because every time I watch it, I go, "What the fuck is happening?" But I love
Okay.
watching this movie, and I refuse to accept the kitchen staff of Sleepaway Camp. They do not exist for me.
Absolutely. Okay, so yes. Yeah. So let's talk about the staff. So we obviously we have Ronnie, aka Thighs. He is one of the camp counselors. We have the owner of the camp, Mel. Okay. Now it's important to explain to Mel to the audience because something's gonna happen with Mel, and you're gonna go, what? And this is it's, so it's important for us to talk about this.
Don
Mel
Rickles.
is on the wrong side of 60.
Yeah.
Absolutely wrong side of 60. He kind of looks like a catfish in golf pants. So he's
He
like a
reminds
cat.
me of Don Rickles.
Yeah, he's like a thin Don Rickles. Yeah, he's like
Yeah.
a yep. And munches on a cigar.
Yep.
Like anyway, he owns the camp, right?
Yep. And is there.
And is there a lot?
Yeah, like it looks like he lives there.
Yeah.
Like at the camp, which I didn't think like that the owners of camp lived there. But maybe they do.
No.
I've never been to summer camp, so I don't
I don't
know.
know. Oh, I was gonna ask you if you'd ever been to summer camp. I also have never been to summer camp, and Slink has been to sleepaway camp in Jersey. So he did the whole sleepaway camp thing as a kid. And I never got to experience him. So back at camp, Ricky runs into his buddy, Paul, played by Christopher Clay. And did he look familiar at all to you? No,
No.
not if okay. He is in a really awesome movie that if you haven't seen it, I feel like we need to do this on the show because I feel like this is a really 80s angsty movie called Firstborn. Where he plays a kid
Yeah, I haven't seen
whose
this.
mom, Terry Garr, gets I want to say, I don't know if she gets remarried or she's dating somebody, but she's dating Peter Weller from RoboCop. And Peter Weller's a drug dealer, so that Terry Garr gets addicted to coke, and Christopher Clay has to basically like navigate being a parent because she's all, you know, and they're having crazy ass parties and Bob Seger's playing. It's insane. So yes, Firstborn, absolutely. That's where I know Mr. Christopher Clay from. And he, you know, and they do the whole like, hey, you know, have you seen Judy? And the
Yeah.
Judy grew boobies. And Judy has great hair and is a cunt.
Judy's the worst.
She's the worst. She's absolutely the worst. And then Judy has a second in command, a little cunt. Named Meg. That's MEG.
G. Yeah, like Meg is supposed to be like the camp counselor, like head bitch of the bunks, but is really just doing like Judy's bidding.
Bidding. Yeah, that's all Meg
Which is
does.
like super gross, because how are
Yeah.
you gonna be like the 1820-esque girl taking orders from a 16-year-old?
Yeah, it's very strange. And Meg is Meg's gorgeous, don't get me wrong. She's
She
gorgeous and
is.
she's so beautiful. She has beautiful eyes and she knows how to French braid hair, which I love that for her. But she's strictly there specifically to do Judy's bidding. Angela is, you know, this adorable, you know, mute Ricky's cousin. And Angela basically just kind of sits on the edge of the bed and stares at Judy. And you know, Judy, not surprisingly, is uncomfortable by this. So she kind of, and then Susie, which is the sweet camp counselor, comes over and is very sweet and reassuring. Susie reminds me of the coach in Carrie, before she starts giggling at the prom. Like the coach who kind of came up to her and was like, "Yeah, you know, you're my, you know, like what can we do to make things better for you, you know?" And whereas that's Susie's just really, really sweet to her. Although Su Susie does have a really awesome moment in this movie, like
Yeah, she does.
she's
Team
really
Susie all day.
Team Susie all day. Now we mentioned that yes, there is a cook, and yes, he is a kid diddler. That is an actual thing that happened. That he is a disgusting,
Yeah, Artie's
gross.
the worst.
Artie is the worst. So we don't, you know, we kind of get introduced to him in a very descriptive dialogue sequence that needs to never be talked about. Yeah, but that happens.
Unplucked chickens.
Oh God. And then so he almost molests Angela in the walk-in. He is this close to
Like
molesting Angela,
undoing the belt all
undoing the
that.
belt and unzipping his pants, and then Ricky comes in and
Yeah.
fucking fucks him up, and he shoves Ricky against the, you know, wall. And can we talk about how dirty this kitchen is?
I mean, filthy.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. I was Slank was offended by this. He was like, "Look at the flypaper. That's in a kitchen." He's like, "That's foul. And everybody is dirty. It's dirty. Artie looks dirty. You know, like Artie's got like stains all over his shirt, and you're like, that guy is the guy who's cooking your food." It's really ridiculous. Then our killer, now we don't really know who the killer is yet, sneaks into the kitchen and maneuvers it so that Artie ends up dumping a really giant pot of hot water, scalding hot
Boiling
water.
hot water for
Hot water.
like corn cobs for the entire like camp. So
Yes, and he turns into Melvin from the Toxic Avenger. So
yes, yeah, he just
bubbly
burns.
skin and all, you know. So they take him away. Mel is very much like, "Yeah, take him out the back door. I don't want the kids to see this." And then ends up bribing James Earl Jones's dad. That's who that is, by the way. Robert Earl Jones, and says, "Hey, like,
Oh, is
I'm
that
gonna
a real thing?
no, totally a thing." I made that up?
Was just like, oh, that's really clever. He looks like him, actually.
Yeah,
But then when
yeah.
you were just like, and that is Robert Earl Jones. And I went, oh, wait, that's a real thing.
No, that's a
Yes.
real thing. It's his dad. And he ends up getting the new role as chef in exchange for
Head
his
chef.
silence.
Yep.
Yes, in
And
exchange for
all
his
the other
silence.
guys get an extra $15 for their
Yes,
silence.
for their
Yep.
silence. Yes, the other undocumented illegals
Yeah.
that are in that fucking kitchen.
The
He's like,
people of color were
they
paid off for less than $100 a
that's
week
right.
back in
Absolutely.
1982.
Yes. And now we get what is only termed as the longest softball game in a movie. There are a lot of, I love this film very, very much, but there are a lot of what we refer to as filler
Filler
scenes.
scenes.
Yes. There's softball, there's capture the flag, there's
Volleyball.
volleyball, there's a lot of that type of
There's a
stuff.
social, like, it's just, yeah,
Yes.
there's a whole
There's a
lot
lot
of
of
just,
camp
yep,
filler, you know.
things you do at camp. I
And
would like to play Capture the Flag again, though. I used to be really good at that.
I was really like watching the softball game. I was like, "Oh man, I missed that," because I played softball for 4 years.
You're not a lesbian.
I know. What?
Weird.
Shocking. I know. I did. I played right field for 4 years, and I was good at it. And like the best, you know, day of my life is where like the real crazy hitter on one of the teams hit like a pop fly to me, and I fucking caught it. And in true Erin 12-year-old girl fashion, upon catching said ball, jumped up and down. Like, I'd be like, oh my God. Yeah. So that's yes, that's me and my softball background. But this softball game is just half shirts and hanging brain. Like,
Yeah.
it is so many midriffs and so many ball hugging shorts.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's there's this scene
And the
serves
12-year-olds rock
no
the 16-year-olds.
right. This scene serves absolutely no purpose except to give us one of the best lines in this movie, which is
Oh, yeah.
eat shit and die, Ricky. Eat shit and live, Bill.
I said that throughout high school. Oh my God, that was like my fucking catchphrase. I thought it was so brilliant.
That's
Eat
awesome.
shit and live.
Eat shit and live. And then that we cut to a dance that's being held in mess hall, and Ricky walks in wearing what could only be described as a comically large cowboy hat, which, according to Jonathan Tiersten,
Which you wear to a social
yeah,
summer camp.
it's a teenage boy, sure, from New York. Sure, why not? Which he Jonathan Tiersten actually said the hat was so large that it had him off balance for the scenes.
I love that.
Love that. Now, the gentleman in question that you decided that you had a crush on, that would be what was his name again?
Penny.
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 Kenny, who, yeah, looks like one of the extras in Heavy Metal Parking Lot.
Yep. Looks like you would find him outside of a Megadeth concert.
which
Couldn't afford the ticket to get in, but still wants to hear Dave jam.
which by the way, if you've ever wanted to see a time capsule of what metalheads were like during this particular time, go on Tubi and watch all 9 or 15 minutes of the documentary Heavy Metal Parking Lot. It is hilarious. I wish that they would find all of them and then do like a where are they now kind of thing, you know, and figure out like what happened to the kids at Heavy Metal Parking Lot, because it is phenomenal. So Mel shows up, like I said, catfish and catfish and golf pants. And clearly, Meg has granddaddy issues, and Mel has no fear of a lawsuit.
No. But she's got to be over 18, which is like fucking gross, but legal.
I don't know
She
that
has
she
to be because she's
is.
in charge.
Right, but if you've ever, so I was talking, I talked to Slink about this, and he said that the median age for most camp counselors was like 15 or 16. Because once you're a certain age, you don't do that. It's like you go to camp like your whole life, and then like when you're 15 or 16, you're officially like the age to. Now, listen, Hillary and I have never been to camp. You gonna Google it?
Yeah. I need Meg to be 18
Okay.
just
All
so
right,
I can continue to watch this movie.
sure. Let's just say, for the
Artie
sake of
already
this.
rocks my square a little too much that Meg just, she has to be. Just let me have
So
this one.
for the purpose of Hillary's delicate sensibilities, let's say Meg is 18, and once again, Mel, catfish, is
67.
67. Yeah,
Yeah.
we'll go
Still
with that.
fucking gross.
So absolutely gross. Yeah. Not to mention her employer. I
Yeah.
mean, ew, you know.
I mean,
Okay.
if you want a raise, 20
No.
bucks is 20 bucks. He's giving out extra $100 a
Right,
week.
he's just throwing them out to everybody, so you know, why not?
I didn't see anything either.
So your Heavy Metal Parking Lot is hitting on Angela, and then she's not responding, so then that turns into them picking on Angela. And then Paul comes over and hits on Angela. And Angela actually speaks for the
Good night,
first.
Paul.
Good night, Paul. And he goes, good night. So cute. He's a cutie.
So cute.
Yeah, he's cute. And Judy shoots daggers out of her eyes.
Yeah, keep in mind, every boy in camp wants to bang Judy.
Right, yeah,
Every single one has eyes on her A cup titties.
it's a
Okay.
side pony cunt action.
Yep.
Just she
But
they love
the,
her.
yeah. Well, side ponytail means you do butt stuff. We all
There
know
you go.
that. You
I
know, so she's at camp, everybody knows. So the fact that like the one boy is just like, I'm not going to compete in the sea of men trying to penetrate you. And Judy is just like, abso-fucking-lutely not, can't have it.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yep. She
Fucking hate her.
does not want that. So, the boys decide to go skinny dipping by themselves.
Yeah, 15 dudes skinny dipping in a lake is gay. I'm going to call it that. I understand we have a huge
Gay
gay
following,
following.
which we do. Mad love.
Mad love. Ghouls,
Mad
gays, and
love.
nays. Nothing but love. Been
Yeah.
marching since 1992. Equality for all.
Abso-fucking-lutely, we have
Fuck
been.
yes.
Yes.
15 dudes skinny dipping is gay.
Yeah.
I have watched two men have sex and it was less gay than 15 dudes skinny dipping in a
Right.
lake.
A lot of tidy-whities.
Just running in, ass
Yep.
cheeks a
Ass
flapping.
cheeks a-flapping, balls just
Yeah.
in the wind. Yeah.
Yeah. 15 dicks in a lake is gay.
So Heavy Metal Parking Lot decides to take one of the girls on a moonlight canoe ride, and he get
And makes
he
her paddle.
and makes her paddle while he's just relaxing, then tips over the canoe like a dick. And okay, so this was funny because when he tipped over the canoe and he's talking to what we would presume is the killer, who pops up in the canoe, he looks exactly and sounds exactly like Telly from Kids.
Oh, yeah.
It
What a great
is
film.
Leo Fitzpatrick all day. I was like sitting there going, I'm like, holy shit, he does look like Telly. Holy, oh my God, like the voice and everything. So our killer kills him. And then the next day we get this really awesome shot of this poor camp hand turning over the canoe and a bloated, rotting, waterlogged body falling out with a snake in its
Snake.
mouth.
And goes like right up his eye. Oh, it's such a good shot.
Amazing. Oh yeah. No, special effects in this are tits. They're great. They really are great. And so then we meet Deputy Mustache. He comes in, he's like, all right, what's going on? And Mel's just like, clearly the boy drowned himself. And I'm like, but
Clearly.
I don't really think
Yeah, and it's just like, he hit his head. I didn't notice any bumps or lacerations. And then thighs, otherwise known as Ron, is just, he's like, man, I remember him being like a good swimmer.
a good swimmer. Yeah, a swimmer.
Yeah. Swimmer.
A swimmer. He's a good swimmer.
In the water.
In the water. Yeah. Oh, the accents. So Angela and Paul flirt back and forth. It's adorable. Judy and her side pony are being dicks. Meg's being a dick. But my favorite, I love this because the delivery of this line is so amazing. She Judy goes, how come Angela gets to talk to the boys and we have to play volleyball?
That doesn't seem fair now, does
Does
it?
it? Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, we're British all of a sudden.
And Meg comes over and is like, if you're not gonna swim or if you're not gonna play volleyball, you need to just sit there and be quiet. Like they're just
I do
nasty.
love Angela's death stare.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Like,
she's yeah.
Felicia Rose, I believe is her name.
Felissa. Yeah.
Felissa wrote just that downward like angle of her looking up because she's always sitting and always trying to make herself small, and just that downward angle of those big brown puppy dog eyes with the
Beautiful.
perfect bang. She's absolutely gorgeous. Only, talks to the people that are nice to her because she talks to Susie. I think she talked to like Ron once because Ron was cool to her. She talks
Yeah.
to Paul. She talks to Ricky. So like she can talk, like she's not like this broke, just if you're shitty to her, she just shuts down and like freezes.
Love it.
Like I totally would have hung out with Angela and I would have rocked Judy into next
Yeah.
fucking week. We
Yeah.
could have
So
prevented all of this if I went to camp.
So Meg comes up to Angela because Angela will not talk, like will not speak to her, and just shakes the shit out of her. And then Judy bullies Angela because she got Meg in trouble. Oh, I'm sure she got Meg in trouble. And then there's this, Judy is making these horrendous comments. You know, she's strutting around in a red terry cloth robe, and she's terry cloth, really? Nope,
Terry cloth, yeah.
not a thing. Terry cloth robe, and just making all kinds of disparaging comments about Angela's body, about whether Angela is straight or queer, all of this stuff. Until
Why doesn't she shower with the rest of us?
us.
'Cause she hasn't hit the puberty yet.
Yeah, and then Susie, our adorable strawberry blonde, wouldn't hurt a fly, hauls off and slaps Judy in the face.
Yeah, she's just Judy, stop it. Judy, stop it. Judy, like, enough, relax, get that. Bam. And what do you know? The second she got hit in the mouth, she shut the fuck up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then we cut to another heterosexual scene, just boys in half shirts, having a water fight on top of the roof. As you do.
As you do.
As you do. And they accident well, I don't say they
No, they
accidentally.
don't
They don't
accidentally.
accidentally
They
do
target
shit. They
Angela.
target Angela, they throw a water balloon and it hits her in the face. And of course, Mel comes over and he's like, "You could have blinded her," you know? Which is the one and only time Mel sticks up for anyone as far as the Ricky Angela family, because
Yeah.
he hates Ricky.
Yes.
I mean, this 67-year-old man despises Ricky.
Yeah,
So,
Ricky curses the way I curse.
yes,
Like,
absolutely.
yeah, like Ricky will read you for filth and, you know, just curse you out from head to toe. He's not like the biggest at the camp, he's not the strongest at the camp, but he got a mouth on him. And the mouth on him has Mel just like beside himself. Regardless of what everybody else is doing, Ricky's tone and inflection with cursing has him just twisted up inside, which every time I watch this, I go, how is that like your biggest concern in your camp?
Right, in your camp. Not bullying, but just the
Not the
fact that.
bullying, not the pedophiles in the kitchen,
Nope.
not like none of that is like the issue of what's going on. It's Ricky, you know, I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'll kill you, cocksucker, you
Yeah, that's what
motherfucker, all of
yeah.
that. So good. Absolutely good. So, the guy who nailed her in the face with the water balloon decides he's gonna take a grumpy and read porn. And I had to ask, like, I will have to ask our other guys in the audience if this is a thing, because I feel like it's counterproductive in a lot of ways. Because if you're reading porn and getting a boner and taking a grumpy at the same time, like, what do you finish first?
It might just be like a race because that's your time to be alone. So whatever we can get through to get to dinner without washing our hands because we're a 16-year-old boy.
Disgusting. Really
Yeah.
disgusting.
So one hand on the cock, one hand on toilet paper, and hope maybe we can finish everything together.
Oh my God.
And,
Yeah,
you
I
know,
just.
huge orgasm while, you know, taking a shit.
Yeah, no,
Maybe
I,
hitting a
no.
prostate gland or something on the way out, and we're just fucking fireworks in there.
Oh my God. So thankfully, our killer puts a stop to this nonsense. Comes through
Killer
night,
she shows up just in time to shut Hillary up.
just in time to prevent this. And the killer pulls a My Girl, to be honest.
Yeah, can't see without his glasses.
Can't
Yeah,
see
she just
without his
throws like
glasses. Yeah.
this wasp nest in there and just,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Throws what I, it's either a wasp nest or a beehive. I have
Yeah.
not, but throws it into the bathroom, locks him in the bathroom, and then just watches him die. And so after the yet another, you know, nightly
Accident.
whatever accident, you know, Mel's just the rumors going around, you know, that there's something off about this
Yeah.
camp, right?
No one's going to send their kids here ever again. The camp's done. It's finished.
So, Angela comes out of the yet another dance, basically, and she's or dinner. It's dinner. Dinner has finished. She comes out of dinner, and Paul's like, hey, you want to go hang out, down by the lake? And she's like, okay, or the waterfront,
The
down by the waterfront.
waterfront.
So she goes and hangs out, and he. Okay, here's where Paul and I part ways. So
Oh, this is your part. This is
this is
okay.
one of
Paul and
them.
I part ways in about 15 minutes.
Okay,
I'm
so.
okay here.
Okay, so they're kind of, kissing a little bit or whatever, and he gets on top of her, and she's saying no. She's saying no, and he's trying to unbutton her buttons, and she's like, "No, I don't want to." And she has a flashback of her two dads, and in the flashback, her two dads are canoodling in bed, and her
Twin
brother,
brother. Yeah.
are watching them from the bedroom door
Giggling.
giggling. And this immediately makes her feel uncomfortable. So she jumps up and runs off. And then we get a game of capture the flag where, and because she has, basically
Rejected his advances.
rejected Paul's advances. Paul decides he wants the next best thing, which is Judy. So he makes out with Judy in the forest and is just an asshole. Then Meg throws Angela into the lake while Mel, the catfish, restrains Ricky
From going to get her.
from going to get her. It's just the trash humans. It's crazy.
Yeah, like Ricky's just like, keep her out of the water, like her whole family died in a boating accident in the
Right.
water. Meg
Right.
has her over the shoulder, gonna throw her in. She is screaming bloody
Screaming.
murder. And yeah, the only thing Mel cares about is Ricky's potty mouth. Oh,
Yeah.
they're just like playing around, and every
Right.
time something happens to her, you're just showing up. You have a hero complex. No,
Right.
she's my fucking cousin.
Cousin, right? Yeah, exactly. Fuck Mel. So
Yes.
next scene we see Eddie. That's yet another New York accented Gold's Gym member, counselor, gets in. He's everyone's getting the night off, right? Meg got the night off, and he's like, do I get the night off? And they're like, no, you get to take a bunch of 8-year-olds into the forest. And he's like, fuck. So they leave and go on this like overnight. Meg then takes this opportunity to tell Mel that she's off tonight, and would he like to cook her dinner at his house? And I love this scene because she finishes this, right? She goes into the cabin to take a shower. And she realizes that all of the campers are lined up to take a shower. And she's like, don't suppose you guys will let me go next? And they all look at her like, fuck you.
Yeah, the over the shoulder, like, bitch. She's like, yeah, I didn't think so. So she goes next door to the empty cabin to take a shower with her Flex hair shampoo.
Oh, I miss, man, I'll tell you right now, I miss Flex and I miss Prell. I loved that shit. I do.
I
I
love the smell
yeah.
of Prel.
The
I
smell
remember
of
that one.
Prell was really awesome. And I like the smell of Salon Selectives because it smelled like apples. I didn't necessarily like what it did to my hair.
Right.
We all learned the hard way. But at the time, yeah, no, those smells bring you back, right? Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, a knife right into the back of Mel
Or
or Meg.
Meg.
Meg, not Mel, is
That's
wearing belt
later.
pants. Yeah. In the back, down the spine, and
It's a visceral kill. I love this
yeah.
kill because this kill makes my back tense up.
Yep.
And it just makes it is a just digging through this like hard plastic of the shower and into her back and down her back into her spine. It's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rinse off the knife.
Knife and, move
The
on.
knife that we know has come from Ricky's cabin.
Yes, absolutely. So Meanwhile, Angela makes a date, but Paul begs for forgiveness. Like, he then spends pretty much the rest of this movie begging her, "I'm sorry. I should have said those things about you," because he did. He called her a prude. Or at least that's what Judy would have us believe. Yeah.
But he didn't deny it.
No, he didn't deny it. So she says, "Meet me at the waterfront after the social." So he's like, okay. So he feels this is his, this
Chance
is it,
to
right?
make amends and
Meanwhile,
probably get laid.
and probably get
Fuck
laid.
Paul.
Meanwhile, Catfish is just running around the camp trying to find Meg. Like, he's like, "Have you seen Meg? Have you seen Meg?"
Where's
He
Meg?
walks into the cabin and sees Judy reading a book and
In the dark.
in the dark, as you do. And he says, "Have you seen Meg?" And he's like, "Nope." And he finds her, he goes next door to the shower and finds her dead body and is devastated. He is like, "Oh God, my Meg,
My
not you,
Meg.
not you, Meg." He's like, "Oh, this was Ricky. I'll make him pay." So Mel is full on convinced that this is absolutely Ricky that is doing
Yeah,
all the
a
killing.
12-year-old boy.
Right, a 12-year-old boy. So he runs off, all half cocked. Meanwhile, Judy is curling her hair with a curling iron, like you did back in the day. And she has one of the greatest deaths in horror history. The killer comes in. I love this because she looks up and she's like, "What are you doing here?" And then there's like this manly arm that just punches her in the face.
You only see the killer's arm,
Yeah,
and
that's
it could lead you to believe that it is Ron with the thunder thighs for how manly this fucking right hook is.
was
Like, yeah, with the knife, with Meg, and every like it is
Bud.
bodybuilder thug arm.
Yeah. And then, what does the killer do, Hillary?
Well, first we're going to grab a pillow. We are going to place said pillow over Judy's face. And that was good enough for me. But no, next we are going to grab said curling iron, press the button to open it into two parts, and I am assuming shove it in her vagina.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. No, that's exactly, that's been confirmed. Yes, that's exactly what
And you
happened.
just see Judy's hands like doing puppet master theater
Yeah.
on the wall.
And it's amazing. It's
And yeah, we get rid of Judy.
it is a great death. Two cunts out completely.
Out.
So now, meanwhile, Eddie has taken these, we're gonna go with like 8-year-olds. They're not toddlers. They're like between 8 and 10.
Yeah, no,
And
but they're little
yeah,
babies.
they really are little kids. And this is the only death scene in this movie
Makes no fucking
that
sense.
number one makes no sense whatsoever. And to me was just, I hate to say it, but gratuitously brutal. And I
For
don't
no
ever say
reason.
that for no reason, just really for no reason. And that is that Eddie's taking these kids out, and then one of the kids is like, "Eddie, I'm cold. This is stupid. I don't want to be here." And
Yeah,
Eddie's like,
take me home.
All right, I'm gonna go get the car ready. I'm taking you guys back to camp." So when he returns from getting the car ready, he looks down and there are six sleeping bags that have been axed. Like, just there's stuffing, there's blood, there's whatever. And I would say grateful for the fact that this scene is very dimly lit, so you don't really get to see a lot of, carnage set aside. But it is children that have
Yeah,
been
it's
killed
8-year-old kids
for
who.
no reason.
The only thing, as I watched it again last night, is maybe they were like throwing sand after Meg dumped her in the water. Because
Maybe.
Ricky pulls her out, and like, kids are just like throwing sand, but it looks like they are just throwing sand on each other, on themselves,
Right.
and like it is just like chaos, 8-year-old kids at a beach.
Yeah.
I have a, and it's not because, they're a kid, but if we are on this revenge tour,
Absolutely. The
then why are we hacking up 8-year-olds in the
revenge
woods with a hatchet,
tour.
other than just to have like a higher body count.
I guess that's what I was thinking too, because
Yeah.
I was like, no, I was
But
not.
I love the counselor's reaction
Oh,
when he
yeah.
just comes back, and it's actually like decent acting, and he is just lost and scared, and like you can
Yeah.
see it work, and he was like, please, help, help. You just the stuttering of it, of just like, what the fuck do you do?
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, and just, you know, because it's not the dramatic scream to the heavens, and
Nope.
that is so fucking shocking
Yeah.
that I do love the counselor's reaction to the scene, but the scene itself, I just go, we don't, it's
No,
unnecessary.
we didn't need it at all. So meanwhile, Ricky's kind of walking around, camp, and Mel corners him, and he's like, you had to kill Meg, didn't you? And Ricky's like, what the fuck are you
The
talking
fuck you
about?
talking about?
Mel takes him into the forest and beats him like he's an extra in Sleepers. Just, I mean, oof.
Wailing on this boy.
Wailing on him. And then, thankfully, turns around, realizes that that is not the killer, and sees the killer and gets arrowed, which I thought was great. He got an
Yeah,
arrow right through the
right through.
neck.
Yep, good shot. So now we know it's not Ricky.
Right. It's not Ricky. So, Deputy
So it's gotta
Mustache.
be Aunt Martha. That's the
Right.
only logical
It's clearly
explanation.
Aunt Martha. So, Deputy Mustache shows back up. Now, the reason that I call him Deputy Mustache is because when the actor had to come back to film the later scenes, he had shaved off his mustache. So, they had to fashion a mustache out of electrical tape. And a little bit of uneven fur, if you will.
Yeah.
So do yourself a favor if you're going to watch this movie and just do a beautiful little freeze frame on Deputy Mustache, because it is gold.
Gold.
Just
That's
gold.
gold.
So meanwhile, Angela has, of course, decided to meet Paul down by the
At the
waterfront.
riverfront.
Yep. And she proposes that they go skinny dipping. And so you're thinking, wow,
Right,
okay,
yeah.
this is happening. This,
Angela's loosening up.
right? Like, this just
All
turned
of her
into
bullies are dead, so fuck it.
this just turned into meatballs all of a sudden,
Yes.
So, Ronnie and Susie decide they're kind of, which are they're in a daze right now. They've got, dead campers and bodies strewn all over the place. They do
And
find
missing kids. 'Cause they can't find Ricky. They've locked down the bunks and they're just like, Ricky's gone, Paul's gone, Angela's gone. Judy's gone because they haven't found her body yet. You, like, we need to go find these kids. Somebody is out here killing kids. We need to get them back into the bunks.
Absolutely. And they do find Ricky finally in the forest. The deputy does, and realizes that he's been beaten. And I really thought Ricky was dead. And then Ricky does the little cough sputter thing, and you're like, okay, good, he's good.
Yeah. Can't lose Ricky.
Right, can't lose Ricky. So that
Can't lose
happens.
Ricky.
So Susie and Ronnie approach the waterfront, and they hear what they perceive to be singing. And they look over and they see Angela is sitting, crisscross applesauce on the beach, naked,
Naked, but
naked,
you see your back
with Paul lying
laying in
with
her lap.
his head on her lap. And you're like, oh, post-coital cuddling.
Yep.
Love it. And we see this flashback to when Aunt Martha brought home the child who had survived the boating accident. And we learn that Aunt Martha is a fucking child abusing psycho, because she has decided that they already have a boy in the house, i.e., Ricky, and another boy simply will
They
not
would not do.
do. No. I've always wanted a little girl. You'll make a welcome addition to my home, and won't Ricky be so happy to come home and find a little girl? And it turns out that the child that did survive was Peter. And because Aunt Martha's a fucking psycho, she then forced Peter
Be
to
Angela
live as a girl named Angela.
is
So,
dead sister.
his dead sister. So,
Just the trauma in that sense.
the trauma of that, exactly. So then, Angela stands up and turns around, and Ronnie goes, She's a boy, like that,
She's got a penis.
with his fabulous accent. And the thing that scared me about this scene was not that she had a penis. I was totally on board with this at 13, but was the fact that she is carrying a severed head and she's growling at the camera. Like,
That jaw drop,
the jaw drop and the
like, looks like a
growl.
fucking werewolf.
And it just scared the piss out of me as a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is awful. But no, it wasn't like I wasn't. I mean, it was shocking to be like, oh, it's a boy. Okay, fine. But that was not the thing that made me horrified,
Right.
right?
When I showed this to people and I was just waiting for like that shock werewolf fucking drop with a severed 12-year-old boy's head and that moonlit shot behind her, and that is exactly what you were saying, like just fucking terrifying, and she's got the blood going down her chest. And I would show this to people and they would be shocked over the penis. And I went,
Right.
yeah, skip over the little dick. I don't care. Look at this. You're And they were just like, I can't believe she has a dick. And I'm like,
So?
yeah, what?
Yeah.
You're missing the fucking brilliance, man.
I'm like, dude, this is like horrifying. Like she was
Horrifying.
holding a severed head in her naked lap.
Yes.
Like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Petting it. Lovingly
And
singing to it.
singing to it. And then they have this freeze frame shot, which they turn green,
Yep.
and then credits. And I'm like,
Credits.
mother of God. I was a gut punch to me as a kid because I was like, oh fuck, that was like, no, you know, like, and like I said, I was like, oh, a penis. Yay.
Yeah, who cares?
No, who cares? Right. So that's Sleepaway Camp.
That is sleepaway camp.
Sleepaway Camp.
And
We
it
have
is fabulous.
and we love it. Just the same. So,
Absolutely. Pedophile, almost a rape scene, curling iron in the vagina, the gayest skinny dip in the history of the world, and a girl with a penis at the end. And it is fan-fucking-tastic.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So we did get quite a few buy me a coffees while you were gone. We got Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Ooh!
We got one called The Predators, which I think is a predator movie, like as in the
Like the translucent guy in the woods with.
I think so, yeah. So somebody wants us to do that. Anyway, what is Buy Me a Coffee, Hillary?
So, Buy Me a Coffee is a website that you can go to, buymeacoffee.com, and you can search Manic Movie Monday and buy five coffees. And what that does is it helps us pay for the Zoom that we have to record on now because I am in South Carolina and Miss Erin is in Florida, and helps pay for streaming services so we can watch the movies. And if there is a movie that you want to hear us do Manic Movie Monday style with things stuck in our maw-caw and Hillary having absolutely no idea what anybody looks like ever, you can go there, search Manic Movie Monday, buy five coffees, and we will do the movie of your choice and give you a special shout out.
Yes, we will absolutely do that. So, I have no idea what the next movie is going to be. But I think part of our charm is that we always say we're going to do another movie and then we end up doing a totally different movie.
That's fair. That is fair. That is what we do.
That's absolutely
So,
fair. I was thinking Poltergeist, but it's on the list.
we can do
See?
Poltergeist.
Okay, let's do Poltergeist. Poltergeist it is. All right. So guys, keep it here until next Monday. Maybe it'll be Poltergeist, maybe it'll be something different. And
Maybe it'll be Waterworld. You
we
never
don't
know.
know. We don't
Yeah.
know. And as always, stay
Stay manic.
manic. Oh shoot, how do I stop this? Hold on. Wait.